जय हो। फैंटास्टिक।
हरे कृष्णा, थैंक यू ऑल सो मच फॉर स्टेइंग बैक. सो वी आर इन अ सेशन डे टू अहोबिलम परिक्रमा. यस्टरडे वी हैव सीन द हिस्ट्री, फ्यू पास्ट टाइम्स, एंड वी हैव नोन दैट देयर इज लोअर अहोबिलम एंड अपर अहोबिलम. डीटीज एंड नव नरसिम्हास. सो वी जस्ट स्टार्टेड. वी विल सी, आई थिंक वी हैव अबाउट 20 मिनट्स. We'll try to see as much as possible today and wishing you all a very happy Narasimha Chaturdasi. Thank you so much for encouraging me always. We'll get started. So yesterday we stopped, we saw Karanja Narasimha Dev. For those who remember, so as I said, there is lower and upper. Once, if we have to go to upper Ahobilam, we have to take the Devasthanam bus and then we have to go upper. And once you go upper, you will start from Ahobila Narasimha as the first deity that we will be seeing of the Nava Narasimhas. So it's not very high, in very high. You have some steps, and then actually, when you're going to Ahobilam, there is an Annadan towards the right. There are a lot of steps, nice, like olden days temple hall, hard stone steps. And towards the left, there is Annadan, like you will have without onion, garlic. They will serve, one family will be serving. So when you come down, you can have prasadam there. So as we are climbing the steps, and then very strictly, they don't let us take pictures. It's very difficult to take pictures of the deities there in Ahobila, and mostly everywhere. Only Malola Narasimha Pujari, Varaha Narasimha, they were okay. They were letting take, but others were very strict. So then we will start, we will go to the first one. So this is the self-manifested Ahobila Narasimha deity. So as we discussed yesterday, when Narasimha Dev appeared, two things we have seen, right? Garudadev wanted, Garudji wanted to have darshan of Narasimha Dev, and then he was meditating and Narasimha appeared, and then he started saying Ahobilal, that's a beautiful cave, and the devatas saw Narasimha Dev and they started saying Ahobala, what a great strength. So this is the deity, and this is a very rare picture that was taken in 1975. So, how do we say? So, is that, see, the whole temple is like this stone. You may be seeing in the video. So, we'll enter and it is deep, like it's inside. It's actually dark like this. How you are seeing? It is dark. So, this is the Ahobila Narasimha, self-manifested deity. So, this is the first one. This was in 1975, but now they do nice decorations and a lot of Tulasi Malas. It was taken by one of Prabhupada's disciples in 1975. And then in Chaitanya Charitamrita also it is mentioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Ahobila, Madhya Leela, 9th chapter, 17th text, and also in the first chapter, 106th text. It's mentioned that after visiting Tirupati, Sri Sailam, he has come to Ahobila Narasimha Deva. And then from, so what happens? So Ahobila Narasimha Dev temple you will see. And as you're walking further, maybe when I show the video, you'll get a little bit, you'll understand. So as we are walking further, what will happen? So towards the right side, if you go, we will go to Pavana Narasimha. And if you go towards the left side, that is when we will be going to Varaha, Malola and Jwala Narasimha. So Pavan Narasimha is the longest. It's a very thick and it's 6 kilometers. Jwala Narasimha is 4 kilometers from Ahobila Narasimha Dev temple. But Pavan Narasimha is 6 kilometers and very dense forest. So, and as we are coming, we and there is this, from the top of the hill, Bhavanashini is flowing. So what happens when Narasimha Dev appeared? So he was in that Ugra Rupam, right? So all the demigod, the devatas and demigods, they will call Ganga from the heavenly abode. They will request her to come down to cool Narasimha Dev. So Bhavanashini is it's not non-different from Ganga, and it is said that Bhava is the samsara sagara. So Nashini, who like you know, who gets rid of all the sins, and who gets us, who helps to make the material bondage. So 2-3 different meanings they were explaining when we go Bhavanashini. So Bhavanashi, this is Bhavanashini. So see, we will come that there is the Ahobilam temple, and we will walk all the way like this, and then we'll come down. If you go right, there is Pavana Narasimha. And if you go continue like this, we will go to Malala Narasimha. And Bhavanasini is coming all the way from top, from Jwala Narasimha. And when we go to see Jwala Narasimha, actually you will get wet in that waterfall. And then only you can take the darshan. And also after Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu, he wanted to wash his hands. So he will wash his hands also in this Bhavanasini water. And when we are going to Jwala Narasimha is the place where he killed Hiranyakashipu. That's the place, right? So there is one small pond called Raktakunda. We'll see that picture also. So where he washed his hands, and it is said that the water is in red hue even till now. So we'll pass Bhavanasini, and then we will go to, first we will see Kroda Narasimha or Varaha Narasimha. So Kroda is the teeth, like a teeth kind. So what happens, Sri Narasimhadev, Ugra form, Mother Bhumi was not able to tolerate. So what she will do, she will go under Bhugarbha. She herself will go under Bhugarbha. So like how Varahadev protected and uplifted Mother Earth, even Narasimhadev, he will go and he will uplift Bhumi Mata. So that's why if you see here, actually towards here, this side, the picture it is not showing. We will see Varaha Avatar with Lakshmiji sitting on his lap. So here we have Varahadev also and Narasimhadev deity also at the Kroda Narasimha, or they call Varaha Narasimha also. But towards this side, we will have Varaha Avatar and Lakshmiji sitting on the lap. This Pujari was very nice. Actually, when I went to Ahobilam, I was so wondering, it is like a jungle, and these pujaris, by morning they come, they do Mangalarti. I don't know how even they will do that. And it is said that there are lots of bears and tigers living there. Malala Narasimha. So from Kroda, again we'll go a little bit up. We will see, again from Kroda Narasimha to Malala Narasimha, there are about more than 200, like 200 steps, like hard steps. And here, one side, to when we are climbing, towards the left side is all deep valley. Right side is okay. So it's a deep valley this side. Very careful towards the left side. So climbing the steps, we'll go to Malala Narasimha. See, this is what I'm telling. We'll climb and we'll go. And all this is the deep valley. If you fall, like it's just a fall. But this side is okay. So we will go to Malala Narasimha. Ma means Mother Lakshmi. Lola means the lover of Lakshmi. So of all the Nava Narasimhas, Malala Narasimha is the most peaceful form. This was yesterday, if you remember, the Shatagopa GR, who was meditating on which form is going to, he was the first the first GR Swami, who first one, the head of the Ahobilam Mutt was he. So yesterday, if you remember, I was telling, like when he was meditating on which in which form Lord is going to accompany him, Malala Narasimha deity came into his hands. So that deity which came into his hands is still at Ahobilam Mutt. They bring him for the festivals, for Utsav. So it's Utsav deity, they kept it. So now now the 44th G.R. Swamiji in the Mutt is Shatagopa Sri Vedanta Deshika Yatendriya Mahadeshika. That's his name. So he took over the Malala Narasimha deity now. He's worshipping in the Ahobilam Mutt. So this is the one in the front is installed, but this is the Swayambhu Malala Narasimha. Lakshmi Devi is sitting. This is Lakshmi. So then we'll see Malala Narasimha, and when we go to Malala Narasimha, so if this is the temple, so towards the side again we will go and go little bit forward. When we go, we will see Prahalada body. That is the most relaxing after so much of walking. That is where Prahalada body. So this is the temple, and this is the path. See, we'll see the temple. We'll come like this, and we keep walking, 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 and we'll go all the way where we will see Prahalada body. So that's where Prahalad went to school. Shanda, Amarika, they were there. And on the rocks are so soft, very soft. Literally, I was sleeping there. So it's very soft, and you will see so much writings there. We don't understand the script, but all the stones there is something written. And if we go further, see Prahalada body. See, and if we go further, see. So this is all, the pictures are not clear, but behind this rock, there's a big place. That's all Prahalada body. And as we walk and come, this is very, I felt this very difficult to climb, though it's short, the stones are very sharp and peak path, this one. So as we go, there's a deep, dark cave kind of thing. And then there is one pujari sitting inside. We don't even realize that there is somebody. It's so dark, no light. So he's just sitting there. And there's a deity called Yogananda Narasimha. But this Yogananda Narasimha is not a part of the Navanarsimhas. Only the Yogananda Narasimha of the Navanarsimhas. Rest all are an up. Yeah, except Bhargava and Yogananda, they are all on the upper Ahobilam. Yogananda and Bhargava Narasimha, they are on the lower Ahobilam. But this Yogananda, which is on the upper Ahobilam, is not the Navanarsimha. This is different. It is said that this is the cliff from where, if you go inside, the pujari will explain, from where Prahalad Maharaj was thrown down. So this is the place near the body. Actually, this pujari was explaining that how difficult it is for them to come every day. They have to bring, do shopping, get tulsi mala, garland, come in the morning, do aarti. And he was telling nobody comes to this temple, especially this, because it is not a Navanarsimha, come under Navanarsimha. So he was feeling bad. Like, no, they will come, but he said, like, not so much crowd. And then after this comes the main thing. So unfortunately, when we went, what happened? My in-laws are little old, about 70. So from Malala Narasimha, they thought they will stop there. And we all thought we will go to Jwala Narasimha, because this takes about 2 hours walking in between the boulders and rocks. My father-in-law forgot to take BP medicine. He was holding, just casually was holding my mother-in-law's hand, and they were going down the steps to just sit and wait. And he felt unconscious for just a second. He fell down because he was holding my mother-in-law's hand. She also fell down. And there was a very bad injury. Like, his feet opened like a pocket. There was a very bad injury. And what happened, for those who cannot climb, they have a facility. If you pay 4,000 or 5,000, they carry these dolas. They make you, the people there, there are some tribal people also. So they make you sit there, and then they will carry you all wherever we want, they will take. So those tribals, they took some leaves, and then they started tying. So we wanted to go back, but my in-laws were feeling so bad. They requested us, please, we will wait here because you came to have darshan of Jwala Narasimha. You please go. We will wait. And Varaha Narasimha Pujari was so nice. He said, I will take care of them. I'll give them food also. Don't worry. You just go have darshan and come. So we left them there, and we started going to Jwala Narasimha. So in the Jwala Narasimha is the most austere path. It's really not so easy. And as I was saying, we have to, and after we finish, so we will think, habba, okay, the whole trekking is over. Then we will have about 500 steps to climb. All our water also was done. The Narasimhadev's mercy, my kids were crying. I feel thirsty. We will not have anything. So there were some people going, and then one person shared. He said, no, I have 2 bottles, you can take 1 bottle. So Narasimhadev arranged, And this path, if you see, so Jwala Narasimha temple is there. We have to pass like this, and Rakta Kunda is also there. And water, I don't know, in this picture, the water is not coming, but the water flow is always there. And only one person can fit, not two, mostly not two. Two will not be able to fit. So what happened? I was worried a little bit. It's slippery, and the railing is also not even coming to, like, it's not so safe. Almost three, four, to half, more than half of the body is like... yeah, about the railing. So when my kids were going, I was a little worried here. So then we'll go there, and one lady was stays. She stands there and she makes panakam. She's always there and she lives there. I asked her, her house is so open. And I asked, like, don't you have bears and lions coming? Like, you just live here. She said, I'm living from years here. It's all Narasimha Bhagavan will take care. And she said she sees tigers, sometimes bears. And then she have nice panakam, sweet panakam. So she was serving the panakam. And actually, as we are coming to the Jwala Narasimha, almost just just behind this, we will have a way to go to Ugrastambha on the right side. We didn't try that because it's we have to hold a rope and go. It's more risky than Jwala Narasimha. So I didn't go. Ugrastambha. So who wants to go, they will go there. And then the people over there were explaining that last time when they came, there was a person about middle age, 30 to 35 to 40. I think he fell down, and literally the pujari was saying his hand was hanging. It was so detached that the pujari got so scared. No hospitals, what to do? So he was thinking, what can be done? What can be done? And he was in so much pain. And then from nowhere, just around 4 feet, 5 inches or five feet, he was saying, very short person, came and he said, I am a doctor. I can help out. And then this pujari was saying, I couldn't believe that he's a doctor, but then there's no way. So I let him treat him. And then that he just took, and then the pujari was saying, he just took something and then tied it, and the hand got just fixed, like how we with the like when we fix the screw, just like this we do, it gets fixed, right? So he just said, like, he just lifted something with the cloth, did something, and it just got so fixed. And he said, okay, my job is done. And that person was walking away, and in just 3-4 steps they couldn't see that that person who came and fixed. So the pujari was explaining it was like a miracle for them. And so as we go, the Ugrastambha is the pillar. You will see the pillar is... so this is the temple of Jwala Narasimha. Very small. We have to go. And then, so this... see, this is how we will go. Jwala Narasimha. And then this is the waterfalls. Bhavanashini. This is the Rakta Kunda. 1 minute. This is the Rakta Kunda. Nice sweet water. So the picture is not clear. So here there are three Narasimha Devs. So one, the this one. So the one here, the one here. Oh, sorry. This one is the one here. So four armed Narasimha Dev coming from the pillar. So this is one. And the one here, the bigger one, is this. Swayambhu deities of Narasimha Dev killing Hiranyakashipu. And there's one more eight-handed Narasimha Dev also towards the other side. So he came out from the Ugrastambha. And what happened? He killed Narasimha Dev here at Jwala Narasimha. He appeared there on the Ugrastambha, killed here. So he was in a lot of Ugra form. That's Jwala Narasimha. That's Ugrastambha. So it is said that it seems there were 172 sounds with the first step of Narasimha Dev. 172 sounds were produced. And those are the classical 172 ragas. And it is they say that I didn't go, but those who went said there are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet also there when we are going to Ugrastambha. They were mentioning that we can see the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think we will stop here. It is 9 o'clock. So we'll stop at Jwala Narasimha. From Pavana Narasimha, we will see tomorrow. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Very beautiful. Mataji,
you want to see? If you have time, we can see a video.
I think, Parima Mataji, do you have a question? Or we have
no,
question?
Mataji, I'm just thanking.
Okay. Okay, Mataji, yes, I'll turn off everything.
Mataji.